When Jorge Drexler won the Oscar for Best Original Song at this year's Academy Awards, he made no acceptance speech. He simply walked up to the microphone and sang his winning song for his allotted 45 seconds.
Clavo mi remo en el agua, llevo tu remo en el mío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río.
In a break with tradition, Drexler had not been allowed to perform his work earlier in the awards ceremony. Antonio Banderas and Carlos Santana got that honor and were widely panned. But you can hear the song, El Otro Lado del Río, as it was recorded and as it was heard in the movie Motorcycle Diaries on Jorge Drexler's new CD, Echo.
Clavo mi remo en el agua, llevo tu remo en el mío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río.
El Otro Lado del Río was the first song in Spanish to be nominated for an Oscar. Drexler is now a hero in his native Uruguay. He lives in Spain, but is visiting New York and joins us from our bureau there. Welcome.
Hi, how are you, Jennifer?
Good. You were commissioned to write this song specifically for this movie, Motorcycle Diaries. You read the screenplay, and then I've read that you woke up the next morning with the tune in your head.
Yeah, that's correct. I was having my holidays in Madison, Wisconsin, and I received the script, I remember, late in the afternoon. I read it, went to sleep very moved by the story, and woke up with the idea in my head that I had to write about the scene of the river. So that's it. I wrote the song, I recorded it in my laptop in Madison, and sent it right away in an MP3 version. That made its way until the end of the project. So the voice that you hear in the recording of the song, the voice that you will hear in the movie, and the voice that was selected by the Academy, was recorded in a laptop in a non-professional way.
In Madison, Wisconsin.
Clavo mi remo en el agua, llevo tu remo en el mío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río.
Che Guevara, the subject of Motorcycle Diaries, was a doctor, and turns out, so were you. an ear, nose, and throat specialist until age 30. Why the change there? Big change.
Yes, big change. I got my degree in 1992, the same year that I released my first record in Uruguay, and then I released a second record in 1994, being a doctor in Uruguay still, and doing my post-graduation in ear, nose, and throat, which I didn't finish, I would like to say. And then in 1995, I've moved to Spain and realized that I could make a living on music, which I couldn't in Uruguay. So I just, I don't know, focus my time and my mind in songs.
Is there some connection between the two for you, or is this just a completely big break?
Oh, you know, both professions, being a performing musician and being a doctor, they are hearing professions. I mean, a good doctor is a doctor that pays attention to his patient, that he knows how to hear hidden messages from the man that it has in front of him, and knows how to empathize with a person that it's usually in pain. And the performing artist should not only sing when he's on stage, but should also empathize with the musicians that he's playing with and the audience that is sitting in front of him.
Never thought of that connection.
No.
The first words of one of your songs, Guitarra y Voz, guitar and voice, are Long Live Science. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
Que viva la ciencia, que viva la poesía, que viva siento mi lengua cuando tu lengua está sobre la lengua mía. El agua está en el barro en el ladrillo está en la pared y en la pared tu fotografía. Es cierto que no hay arte sin emoción y que no hay precisión sin artesanía, como tampoco hay guitarra sin tecnología. Tecnología.
I understand this song involves a lot of wordplay. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, it's my first spoken song. It was the most difficult song. You know, you're very used to melody, and you're very used to use melody as a shield, and you just stand behind the shield of melody and don't expose yourself. And I really felt exposed. I felt that it was just me speaking to a microphone like I am doing right now.
Can you give me an idea, an example of the wordplay?
Yes, you know, the chorus, or the only sung part of the song, it says, "Hay tantas cosas, yo solo preciso dos, mi guitarra y voz," which means, "There are so many things, but I only really need two, my guitar and you."
Hay tantas cosas, yo solo preciso dos, mi guitarra y voz, mi guitarra y voz.
So the rest of the song, it's like an exposition of the most diverse things that you will find in culture and in the world.
Such as
science and poetry, such as the songwriter and the computer. It also makes the connection between poetry and technology, which are two things that really fascinate me. You know, I find poetry even in some technological devices, and I didn't have an academic formation in the humanistic areas. I was trained as a doctor in the biological fields, so I had no choice but using the biological to express how I see the world in my songs.
Some of your music is electronic, there's pop, but you also incorporate some elements of Uruguayan folk music. Is there some example of this on this album, Echo?
Yes, you can hear it especially in Milonga El Moro Judío, which is a milonga. It's more from the countryside of Uruguay and Argentina.
Milonga is a type of tango, or?
Yes, it's familiar with tango. It's not exactly, but it's from the same root. You can see it in the accent and in the use of the guitars. And in the tone, it's like a very reflexive, serious kind of song, as the milongas are. They are very melancholic and take things very seriously.
Yo soy un moro judío que vive con los cristianos. No sé qué Dios es el mío, ni cuáles son mis hermanos.
Well, the refrain in this song is interesting. You sing, "I am a Jewish Moor who lives among Christians. I don't know if God is mine, nor who my brothers are." It's a bit of an anti-war song that references Israel here. What do you mean, Jewish Moor? I thought the Moors were the Muslims.
Yes, they are, and that's, you know, you will see a lot of apparent contradictions in the record that try to be resolved by putting together two things that might appear at first sight as an opposite. You know, I come from a Jewish family. My father was born in Germany, in Berlin, and he escaped the World War II, and I was raised in Uruguay, and
You also have some Spanish heritage, don't you?
Yes, I have from the other side. I have lots of different origins in my family. You know, this song is related to a song that I wrote before that was called "The Pianist from the Ghetto of Warsaw," in which I said I might have been the pianist of the ghetto of Warsaw, based on Władysław Szpilman's book that also inspired the movie by Polanski afterwards. And in this song, "La Milonga del Moro Judío," the milonga of the Jewish Moor, I wanted to widen my identification. I said I could have been the pianist of the ghetto of Warsaw, but I could have also been born in Jenin, in a refugee camp.
And that's in the West Bank.
That's in the West Bank. I lived in Israel for a year. I'm very related to Israel, but I think there's no other way of establishing peace there if there's not... It would not be solved through violence. That's my opinion. That's what I say in that song.
Y a nadie le di permiso para matar en mi nombre. Un hombre no es más que un hombre. Y si hay Dios, así lo quiso. El mismo suelo que piso seguirá. Yo me habré ido. Rumbo también del olvido. No hay doctrina que no vaya.
Pretty serious topic for a popular song.
Yeah. I hope it's not too serious, but I really think that you can do whatever you want from a song. You can dance to it if you want to, and that's beautiful, and you can think to it.
Let's end with a love song, Todo se Transforma. Can you maybe read a few of the lyrics there from
Yes, you know, before we read the lyrics, I would like to explain. This song is based on Lavoisier's law of conservation of mass and energy. Lavoisier, he was a French chemist from the 18th century, and he wrote the song. He didn't write a song. He wrote the law of conservation of mass and energy, which said, nothing is created, nothing is destroyed, everything transforms or everything changes. So I found nice the idea, I find it, to apply this to the human relationships, specifically to the story of a kiss. And this is the story of this song is like a photograph of a kiss and what comes into the mind of the person that it's kissing and being kissed. So it says, the wine I paid for with that Italian euro that was in the train car before it was in my hand, and before that in Turin, and before Turin in Prato, where they made my shoe that the wine will spill on, sorry. The shoe that later in the night I will find under your bed by the light of dawn, next to your flat sandals that you bought that time in Salvador Bahia, where you gave to another person the love that today I was just about to return to you.
El vino que pagué yo con aquel euro italiano que había estado en un vagón antes de estar en mi mano, y antes de eso en Torino, y antes de Torino en Prato, donde hicieron mi zapato sobre el que caería el vino.
You know, it's like a chain reaction from a kiss, you know, and it speaks about love, not only romantic love, but love as a source of energy and of change, that it's renewable and it can turn into heat and then come back as love lots of years or lots of kilometers after that.
So did you just happen to be reading the works of this French chemist from the 18th century? Or
No, I remember it from my chemist classes in the medicine school. I love that connection between science and poetry, and that's again a vector in my work. I mean, trying to make connections between things and between people that apparently seem far away. I mean, no, the Jewish Moor, the connection between a chemical law and the kiss, you know, that would seem crazy at the beginning, and it's really what my work is about.
Well, Jorge Drexler, thank you. Jorge Drexler, the winner of this year's Academy Award for Best Original Song. His latest album, his first to be released in the United States, is called Echo. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Ciao.
Un enjambre de moléculas puestas de acuerdo de forma provisional. Un animal prodigioso con la delirante obsesión de querer perdurar. No dejaremos huella, solo polvo de estrellas.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.